We're going to switch gears here for a few minutes to address another major story in another part of the world. Thousands of ethnic Uyghurs have found refuge in Turkey after fleeing China, where they're accused of extremism and put in mass detention camps. NPR has been taking a look at these Uyghurs in exile. Many are desperate to find loved ones back in China and to speak about their treatment there. But Joanna Kakissis, in this last of three stories, reports that now those efforts face new resistance in Turkey.
When Manira Arkin's father disappeared in China 4 years ago, the only thing that made her feel better was kicking a giant punching bag.
Boxing takes away the heaviness. You feel calm. It teaches those of us who are missing dads or brothers that we can protect ourselves and our families.
Arkin's 17. She's dressed in all white, her headscarf, her karate uniform. She shouts commands to four teenage girls in Star Wars t-shirts. It's in these moments when she's kickboxing that she feels most confident that somehow she will find her dad again. But after class, when we sit down at a nearby cafe, reality sets in. And she breaks down as she tells me what happened to him. Her family moved to Turkey in 2015. The following year, her dad went back to Xinjiang province in western China to close up his export business. That's when Chinese police arrested him and then also arrested two of his brothers who were trying to hire a lawyer for him.
I bought a plane ticket to China and decided I had to find him myself. I didn't care if I went to jail, but my mother found the ticket and hid my passport.
Manira has legal residency in Turkey, for now at least. She says she's not sure how long Uyghurs can stay here anymore. She's heard China is forcing Turkish police to arrest and even deport Uyghurs.
I want to believe that Turkey will go on protecting us as they have always done, but I don't know anymore.
We walk into the Istanbul neighborhood of Zeytinburnu. The streets are lined with Uyghur bakeries, kindergartens, and restaurants, where Ismail Cengiz is glad-handing Uyghur imams having lunch. Cengiz' father fled Xinjiang in 1949. He was born and raised in Turkey.
People come to me for help or information, and I try to do what I can through my connections.
He presses Turkish politicians to assist Uyghurs searching for missing relatives in China, but he's not hearing much sympathy.
What we're hearing instead is the Turkish Foreign Ministry telling Uyghurs not to protest against China on Turkish soil.
He's noticed that Uyghurs who have arrived in Turkey in the last 5 or 6 years struggle to retain Turkish residency permits. Turkish authorities have detained hundreds of them, sometimes for months, and threatened to deport them.
We always wanted to believe Turkey would never allow us to be sent back to China, but what's happening to newcomers is making them nervous. Uyghurs fled their ancestral home in China out of fear. They shouldn't have to deal with more fear here in Turkey, in their second home.
Turkey says it has not changed its policy on Uyghurs, though it does seek better ties with China. But human rights groups say China has already pressured several other countries seeking closer relations with Beijing to detain and deport Uyghurs. Nicholas Becklin of Amnesty International lists a few.
Central Asian republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. Pakistan has also been sending back Uyghurs to China on a very regular basis.
Becklin says China sees Uyghurs who have fled abroad as terrorists and separatists. So Beijing pushes countries who want stronger economic relations with China to hand over Uyghurs or at least intimidate them.
You see Turkey taking its economic interests with China at a greater and greater consideration and making more and more concession to what Beijing wants, which is to suppress the Uyghur community, prevent Turkey from being a platform for Uyghur exile organizations or advocacy on behalf of Uyghur people.
He says what's likely keeping Turkey from deporting big groups of Uyghurs, as other countries have done, is the support of Turkish citizens. Kurbanjan Nurmuhamed senses the solidarity. He cooks at a Uyghur diner that has many Turkish customers. They know how much he has been agonizing over his missing son, Paksat. While he stirs a giant pot of dumpling soup, he says his son disappeared in China at age 16.
My boy went back to China to visit his grandparents. All we know is that the Chinese arrested him at the airport when he arrived. We haven't heard anything since.
On his days off, Nur Muhammad and his wife stand in silence outside the Chinese consulate in Istanbul, holding giant posters of Paksat. At night, he writes letters to world leaders asking for help.
At the moment, I'm trying to contact Mike Pompeo and Donald Trump. They're the only ones who are not scared of China. I've been really disappointed with Muslim countries. They have been silent.
He and other Uyghurs say they're being pressured by Turkey not to speak out so much anymore.
I even tell my children, don't fight back if Turkish kids hit you at school, because then someone will call the police.
Getting arrested in Turkey these days feels like a prelude to getting deported, he says, and he cannot lose another child to China. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Istanbul.